Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Doing some research for tomorrow's whiteboard video, and I came across a video from CNBC that, quite frankly, blew me away. When I got done watching it, I'm going to show it to you in just a moment. It's only a couple minutes long. It dawned on me these quote-unquote journalists in the mainstream media. I definitely think a group of them is under the influence, let's say. They're the useful idiots, just like we saw with Stalinist Russia. But I think they're kind of in the know, but they're Machiavellian from a standpoint of they believe that by censoring or doing things that maybe are against their ethics, they truly believe they're doing it for the greater good. But then you also have some people in the media that are just outright clueless. When I was watching this video from CNBC, it felt like trying to discuss rock music with your grandmother when you're like 15 years old. And if your grandmother is like trying to get it, like just trying to, you know, connect with you and kind of bond with you, and she's trying to get into your music and talk about, but you know how she always like gets the name, like you'll be talking about Motley Crue or something like that, and she'll call it like like Motley Stew. Oh, what's happening with Motley Stew? You're like, no, grandma, it's Motley Crue. Oh, right. What's going on with promptly Stew? Or she'll mispronounce the name or say it wrong. She just doesn't get, I mean, her intentions are good. She's just utterly clueless about what's going on. And I think to a certain extent, the same thing could be happening with certain people in the mainstream media. So let's go over this clip. It's CNBC on Squawk Box. And let me see if I can rewind it. I've got to do this here. So, okay. All right. So this is where they're talking about woke capitalism. So the title of the video, and I just glanced it on the CNBC homepage and it caught my attention for obvious reasons. Political war over woke capitalism. So I'm like, that's interesting. I didn't think CNBC would be willing to tackle this subject. So let's hear what they have to say. So I wanted to keep an open mind. So let me go ahead and increase the volume so you guys can hear it. And let's take a quick listen to what CNBC is saying about woke capitalism.
Right here on the set. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Andrew. Well, of course, there is this fight over woke capitalism. What is it? What to do about it? And it's creating a rift within the business community. On one hand, there's Reid Hoffman, co-founder of LinkedIn. He is laser focused on defeating Republicans who claim that the 2020 election was rigged, and he's recruiting other executives to the cause. Next week, he's hosting a Democrat.
So notice the first thing that she throws in there regarding woke capitalism is the dispute over the 2020 election. So she started talking about that, and I'm like, okay, let's give her a pass on that one, because obviously when people on Twitter, or just normal people like the average Joe and Jane, when they say woke capitalism, that doesn't imply that the woke person believes in democracy, or the woke person is anti-mega Republicans that somehow believe the election was stolen from Donald Trump. That has absolutely nothing to do with being woke, what your opinion is on the 2020 election. But let's keep going here.
Democratic fundraiser with Twilio CEO Jeff Lawson and former President Obama, and his top political advisor, Dimitri Malhorn, told me that companies are underestimating the threat of the MAGA movement.
Their central mission is now anti-business. So are they going to come for us? Yes, of course. Of course they're going to go after Disney. Of course they're going to go after Major League Baseball. And the question is, do we fight?
His group investing in us has gotten involved in races up and down the ballot, supporting Stacey Abrams for governor in Georgia and Josh Shapiro for governor in Pennsylvania. But it's also gone after progressive Democrats, helping Representative Chantel Brown in Ohio fend off a primary challenge from the left. But of course, there is big money on the other side, too. PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel has helped bankroll GOP Senate candidates in Ohio and in Arizona, both of whom have said there was fraud in the 2020 election.
Again, so the guy's talking about Disney and the MLB. So he, I think, knew what woke capitalism was. And since he's on the left, he's trying to spin it as though it's anti-business. Well, the Republicans are now anti-business because, you know, they're going after Disney for trying to insert, you know, let's say 50, 60% of their new characters in the that would fall into the category of marginalized groups, or more specifically, LGBTQ, RS, V, Z, Niner, or whatever the abbreviations are, whatever the letters are now, you can't keep track of it all. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So he's saying that by Republicans or people in the main, you know, just normies, the average Joe and Jane in society, saying, oh, we don't like what Disney's doing. They're doing that because they're anti-business, almost like they're communists for going after Disney. But in reality, as you know, they're throwing stones at Disney because of what is truly woke. And that is this whole narrative around trans and gender and racial equality, all these things, which then she goes back to mentioning Peter Thiel and then the Republicans and talking about the election being stolen in 2020. Again, every single time she talks, she's not even talking about woke capitalism, not even talking about it. And let's keep going on here. Then I'll conclude with some thoughts when the clip is done.
Thiel is hosting a fundraiser of his own next week to support the Arizona nominee, Blake Masters. So guys, the midterms are really becoming a test of whether this new anti-woke attack on businesses will work for Republicans. If they win in November, you can expect to hear a lot more of this message heading into 2024.
You know, how much does this get mixed up with other messaging? Because we've seen the polls that, you know, Democrats really started to pick up for a while, then that came back down, and now it looks like Republicans are on the upswing. Everybody's going to say, oh, it was because of what I did and try and claim victory for this. But there's so many moving pieces to from Roe versus Wade to then the inflation picture. How can you point to it and say, okay, this was responsible for this?
So now this gal chimes in and her view of this debate with woke capitalism is Roe versus Wade or inflation. Like what? What are you talking about? Wokeism isn't a left versus right. It's not Roe versus Wade. That abortion has nothing to do with being woke. Inflation? What does your view on inflation have to do with being woke or not? Again, it leads you to the conclusion that these people actually don't know what it is. That they're in this bubble of New York and they're in this bubble of journalists. But they're like your grandmother at 15 years old trying to talk to her about Guns N' Roses. They're embarrassingly oblivious to what they're talking about. And it's obvious to anyone that's watching this. Let's keep going.
Yeah, so I think that's an interesting question, because part of what the challenge is defining what goes into woke capitalism, right? So there is perhaps a difference between, do you believe that the 2020 election was rigged versus do you believe that the Supreme Court overreached on the Dobbs decision versus do you believe in ESG? And so all of those things are kind of getting mushed together.
Look, maybe you could say ESG, but that's really not wokeism. So they didn't really mention one thing throughout this entire clip that would really fall under the category of being woke, whether it's with pronouns, whether it's trans, whether it's LGBTQ49er, ZZYX, whether it's being inclusive, whether your racial equality, the patriarchy, you know, all of these things. That's what woke is. So we've got people in the media that never leave this little bubble, to the extent that they are completely removed and detached from reality. And I would take it another step and say they're not only detached from reality, but they're completely removed from the average Joe and average Jane. Like there is such a disconnect. I don't think, if you had to sit down and ask this gal or all three of these people, you know, what's the average American like? The description they would give you would be cartoonish. It would be comical. And this, I think, is one of the problems with the mainstream media. I don't think it's the only problem, but especially, you know, myself included, we tend to think that the mainstream media is just obnoxiously one-sided, other than Fox, of course, which they are to a certain degree. But then we assume that they are one-sided because of they have just distorted views, or they're a useful idiot. They just don't understand economics. But it could be, in addition to that, that they just follow right along with the mainstream narrative, because they truly haven't taken the time to research and understand what they're even talking about. And again, it's like having your grandparents do a YouTube video on Metallica. It's that cringeworthy, and we're seeing it right here on CNBC. I think this explains a lot when you look at the problem and the blatant disconnect that we have, society, the average Joe and Jane, and the mainstream media. And of course, the global elite are going to look at that, and they're going to try to use that to their advantage. Why wouldn't you? So just wanted to bring that to your attention, because for me, it was just, I shouldn't say shocking, because nothing really surprises me anymore. But I had never really looked at the mainstream media through that lens. I knew that they were incompetent economically, but I didn't know a lot of their incompetence just stems from them being oblivious to what is happening in the everyday world. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.